With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Violent weather turns south as some Iowa residents look to recover from a deadly and destructive storm.
In Temple, Texas, north of Austin, officials issued an emergency declaration. Debris blocked roads and thousands of residents lost power. Authorities say the twister that struck Greenfield, Iowa Wednesday was at least an EF3.
Everything was gone.
Greenfield resident Kimberly Ergish lost her home.
10 seconds of just pure terror. And it felt like it lasted a lifetime.
It left 4 people dead and nearly 36 injured. The town's 25-bed hospital was among the buildings damaged. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a 5th person was killed about 25 miles away when her car was blown off the road. People have posted photos of debris from Greenfield-like yearbook pages that landed as far as 100 miles away. I'm Jennifer King.
His New York trial in recess until next week. Former President Trump hits the campaign trail today. He'll be holding a rally in New York City, specifically in a park in the Bronx, and that is rankling some Democrats in deep blue New York, AOC among them. A former Trump challenger in the race for the GOP presidential nomination is hot on the Trump train. Nikki Haley says America needs a president who the allies can trust and who will secure the border while supporting capitalism and freedom.
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
The former U.N. ambassador speaking at the Hudson Institute. Also at SRNnews.com, number of Americans applying for unemployment fell last week. Jobless claims dropped 8,000 to 215,000, and that was down from 223,000 the week before. Watching Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 141 points, while the NASDAQ 143 points higher. This is SRN News. Germany moves to lower the penalty for child pornography.
The law currently imposes a minimum of 1 year in jail for disseminating pornographic images of minors, but Germany's cabinet has approved plans to reduce the minimum sentence to 3 months, and Parliament has registered its approval. Part of the reason for the change is that so many young Germans are now sending nude pictures of themselves on social media that the current law promises to send a lot of them to jail for a year. Critics say reducing the penalty for child pornography sends a bad message at a time when the problem is growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian ministry that has closed its beaches on Sunday mornings for generations to honor God is relenting temporarily, allowing beachgoers onto the sand while it fights a court case with the state of New Jersey. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association established a Christian seaside retreat at the Jersey Shore in 1869 and closes its beach until noon on Sundays. The state is objecting to that. SRN News. The Kenyan president in Washington today for an official state visit.
President Biden invited President Ruto for a visit to mark the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Kenya. And National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it's a milestone visit.
This is the first state visit by an African head of state in nearly 20 years.
He says the state visit underscores the administration's commitment to Africa, even though President Biden broke a promise to visit the continent last year. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Baltimore's former top prosecutor set to be sentenced for lying about her finances to improperly access retirement funds during the COVID pandemic. A sentencing hearing takes place today for former Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Her attorneys are urging that she be spared any time behind bars. The federal prosecutors are recommending a 20-month prison sentence. More details, SRNnews.com.